Shalom to all! Today's Avzim Shalmi Ervin, Daf Chesa, we are starting Zayin Omid Beis, the bottom line with the words Rav Azal Chad Atar and the Vilna Source of Daf. It's on Zayin Omid Beis, two-thirds of the way into the Amud, a few lines after the Mishnah. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we just had three Shitas about the Kaira. Netanakam holds that it has to be not only wide enough, but strong enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be wide enough, even if it's not strong enough. We say Ryan, we view it as if it's strong enough. And Rabbi Shimon was the opposite. If it's strong enough, even though it's not wide enough, it's still kosher. Now the Gemara tells us Rav Azal Chad Atar. Rav went to a certain place for Shabbos. Chomachad Mavoi Shrisei. He saw there was a Mavoi that they had a very thin Kaira on it and it wasn't wide enough. Kedei lekabel ariach. Skip the next word. That's not part of the Girsa. Chesam Alpha on top. Yoav lo b'chutra v'afla. He hit it with a stick and knocked it down and asked everyone from carrying in this Mavoi over Shabbos. So Amar Rav Chana told him, Dikol Kaim. There was a palm tree over here. Right at the entrance of the Mavoi on the side, there was a palm tree standing there, which is a perfectly kosher lechi. So why should they not be allowed to carry? So Amar Rav responded to him, Einad Rav Chana Gaba v'einad Rav Lasinu Gaba. Rav Chana has his eyes and Rav doesn't, meaning you think I didn't see that palm tree? Of course I saw it. El rather, Harini Arsalahin Mishum Kaira. I'm asking them from carrying here specifically because of this Kaira, L'Shabbos Haba, Nimatalahin Mishum Lechi, and next Shabbos they would be allowed to carry here because of this Lechi, this palm tree that's standing there. And the reason why I'm asking it for this Shabbos is Shu Yodim She'im Yinatala Dekel, is so they should know that if the palm tree was taken away, if they got knocked down or if something happened, Shuhu also Talto, that it'd be usher to carry here. In other words, Ba'atzim Rav doesn't have a problem with something that's called Lechi O'Amin Me'ilav. This Lechi was there by itself. They didn't intend to use this palm tree as a lechi because they thought they had a kaira, and Rav doesn't mind that. The only thing he was trying to emphasize by asering this mavoi is to show that the kaira is no good, and that if the palm tree was removed, they would not be allowed to carry because of the kaira. And that was the whole focus of him asering them. But next week, of course, there's no problem. They could use the lechi of the palm tree, and that would be perfectly fine. Now, this by maybe those that want to say, why did Rav pass it for them? Deloy haven sovereign kribuda to show that he doesn't hold a kribuda. Rebuda merchava afal pishen abriya. Review the holes that if the kaira is wide enough, even though it's not strong enough to hold half a brick, it's not a problem, you could still use it. He just wanted to emphasize to them that such a kaira is not valid. Now the Gemara continues with a different version. Rav Chinina lo amar kein. That's a proper girsa. Rav Chinina did not say this, meaning he held that it was a different situation. El Rav Azal Chad Atar, Rav went to a certain place. Chamachad Mavoi Shinitol Kairasai. He saw there was a Mavoi that on Shabbos the kaira fell off or was taken off, and Vasala he asked them to use this Mavoi on Shabbos. And it was to this that Amar Rav Chinina told him, Dikla Kaim, there's a palm tree over here that's on the side that could be used as lechi, so why is that not permitted? So Amar Rav told him, you think that you saw this and I didn't see it? Of course I saw it. I'm just asking to them because of this kaira. That's because there's no kaira here, so they can't carry. The next Shabbos, I allow them to carry here because of the lechi. My whole focus of doing this is they should know that if the palm tree ends up being removed, that they don't have this lechi anymore, that it'll be usher to carry here. And this way, remember, some say that he was trying to emphasize to them that we don't pass on the kribuda. This is regarding different than a review that we're going to see in the ninth parak of the Masechta, that if a Mavi started out on Shabbos with a proper Kaira, but then it was removed, something happened to it, it fell down, it was knocked down, somebody took it away, whatever it is, that we don't have this Kaira anymore on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's beseder to continue carrying here, because we started out Shabbos with a proper Kaira, so we can continue. And that's what Rav was trying to emphasize to them, that no, we do not pass on Rabbi Yehuda, and since you don't have a Kaira, we can't carry here. Now, once we brought up these Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara now quotes a totally side thing, not really relevant to our discussion, but something that has to do with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And this has to do with a Karpe for a Karpaf, which is a large area enclosed with walls, and although Midah Raisa, it's Rishus HaYachid, it's usually so big, the Chum Aser carrying here unless certain requirements are met. And here's the problem. The Tanin Taman, over there we have a Mishnah, which is in the next parak. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that as long as a Karpev has a bar Shiach Ramar in it, then one could carry around, no problem. But the problem is Mesechus Beitza, we have a different Mishnah that says, Ezu Karpev, what's a Karpev? Kalshu Samach L'ir, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's near the city, that's considered a Karpev. And Mahach Loimar Achin, over here he says this. Over there when he talks about this Karpev being close to the city, it's in reference to being able to take wood from it. Wasn't allowed to take wood that's out in the forest or just outside because Muktza, it was never designated before Yontif, but if it was in a Karpev that's near the city, says Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to take it because in Rosh Hashanah Yachid it's considered designated, so it's not Muktza. The problem is, it seems to contradict the previous memra, which implies that even if the Karpev is far from the city, it's considered regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid as long as it has this Bar Shiach Ramara in it. And the answer is, Amar Rav Man explains, Kibes Dira Avala Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is making it like a Beis Dira. In other words, regarding this din from the next parak of a Karpev that has a Bar Shiach Ramara, Rabbi Yehuda is just trying to define what makes it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to enable us to carry here. And therefore, even if it's far from the city, as long as it's Bar Shiach or Ma'ara in it, it's considered like it's a Beis Dira. In some way, it's considered like it's used for dwelling, and therefore we could carry inside freely. However, in regards to that din, Mesechus Beitza, if he wants to be able to take wood from it, so then it also has to be close to the city. And there was no steer between Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And moving on to Halacha, continue to discuss the Kaira. The Mishnah tells us, let's say the Kaira was made out of Kash, which is straw, or Kanim, which is reeds, and they're very flimsy. Roinos Akilu Shamata, neches, we view it as if it's made out of metal and that it's strong enough to put the brick on it. Furthermore, akuma, if it's bent, roina sakilui pshuta, we view it as if it's straight and that we'd be able to put an ariach on it. And lastly, agula, if it's round, roina sakilui merubas, we view it as if it's square. Now, how would we be able to see if it's square to see if it's a proper size? Im yesh bekefa shlosha tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, yesh b'roichav tefach, then you know that at its width, it's a tefach, which means if you would square it off, you get yourself the width of a tefach, and we know that a kar, which is a tefach, is kosher. The Gemara now explains the Mishnah, ha'zeh shakash shalkanim v'chulu, l'min ezrecha, in regards to whose opinion is this necessary to teach? Rabbi Yehuda, quant Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda is one that said, rechava af b'she'in abriya, that as long as it's wide enough, even though it's not strong enough, we still do rayin, we view it as if it's strong enough, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that even though it's made out of kasher kanim, which is very thin and flimsy, and you can't put a half a brick on it because it's going to collapse, we view it as if it's made out of metal, and then it's perfectly fine. The Mishnah continues, akuma roina sakili pshuta, if it's bent, we view it as if it's straight, and then we could put an ariach on it. So Rav Acha says, b'shem Rav Ze'era, the Rav Yudahi, this is also in Shitas Rav Yudah, they apply the concept of roin. However, Rav Yosef says, b'shem Rav Ze'era, divra kolhi, this memra, that if it's bent, we view it as if it's straight, that's really according to everybody. And so what are we referring to here? V'hushitei akmumis minat sad, that means the bent part is from the side, which means not that it's bent like an arch, that it's curving upwards, and therefore you can't put a brick on it because it's not stable. Really, it means that it's curved. In other words, if you were to take a level, you know that tool that shows you if something's level, if it's straight or if it's slanted, if you'd put that on the kaira, it would be perfectly level and flat. But the kaira itself is shaped like a C, so it's lying flat across the top of the mavoi, it's just that it curves outwards. Maybe you have a picture in your Gemara over here on the bottom in Reb Chaim's Pirush. I have one, and there's two different pictures. The one on the right says akuma lamala, and that's showing the kaira as an arch, and that's not what we're referring to. The picture on the left, where it says akuma menatzad, that's a bird's eye view of the kaira. It's shaped like a C, and it's just curving out of the mavoi, coming back in. And we further clarify this, as the Gemara says, akumumus she'ena makeves zamavoi is only if the bend doesn't prevent the mavoi, aval akumumus she'makeves zamavoi hareza asura. If the bend prevents the mavoi, then it's asur. In other words, if you place the kaira right at the edge of the mavoi, but the whole curved part is going out of the mavoi, and then it curves back in and rests on top of the entrance of the mavoi again, that's called makeves zamavoi. The kaira is not within the mavoi, it's out of the mavoi for the most part. Its two ends are just resting right at the edge of the wall of the mavoi. That's not valid. The whole kaira would have to be set inside the mavoi in order for it to be kosher. And we further clarify, that's a proper girsa, what's considered a bend, which is not going to prevent one from carrying in the mavoi. That's if the bent part is cut off and there isn't three tefachim in between the two straight parts. Over here, we're talking about something slightly different, not like we just described this kaira as shaped like a C. Rather, it's totally straight, and then all of a sudden, there's like a bloop. There's a bend in it sticking out like a sore thumb, and then it goes back to being straight. So if you cut off that part that's sticking out and there's less than three tefachim in between the two straight parts, so as we've mentioned a bunch of times before, we would apply lavud, and that would close the gap in between these two straight parts, and the mavoi would be kosher. Continuing on, the Mishnah says, agula roina sakilui merubas, that if the kaira is round, we view it as if it's square, and the Mishnah told us how we could do that. If its circumference is three tefachim, so then you know that the width is going to be a tefach. The Gemara clarifies, as we said in the first two parts of the Mishnah, ayidhid Rabbi Yehuda, this is also chedesh in shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we apply roin, that we view it as if it's good enough. Now we're getting into a little bit of math, mina yam lamdu, we learn this from the yam. What's the yam? So this refers to yam shel shleima, which is a pool that Shleima Melch built in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim could use as a mikvah, and the Pasuk says, Vayasa yam mutzak, and he made this yam, this pool, out of poured metal, Eser bo'ama v'gaymer, 10 amos. We're going to continue reading the Pasuk, Eser bo'ama misfasai ad sfasai, agol saviv, it was round 10 amos, v'chamish bo'ama kaimasai, it was 5 amos tall, v'kav shleshim bo'ama yasavaisai saviv, and there was a line of 30 amos going around it. As we see very clearly from the Pasuk, that when you have a circle, the circumference is 30 amos, then from one end to another in a straight line is going to be 10 amos. And that's exactly what we had just said in our Mishnah. Now that we mentioned this Yam Shel Shleima, we continue discussing it. The Gemara points out a stira. If Shleima were Ugal, are we able to say that this Yam Shel Shleima was round? Shekvar Na'am Ruba. It already says that it was square. It doesn't actually say that it was square, but fairish in the Pasuk. But the Pasuk does say, Ubekaim mitachas l'svasai saviv, saivim aisai eser ba'ama mekifin asayam saviv, which is mashma that it was square and not circular. But also, if Shleima were Ruba, could we say that it was square? Shekvar Na'am Ugal. The Pasuk says, Beferish, that it was round. So how is this Yam Shel Shleima shaped? Was it round or square? That's question one. Question number two is going to have a big girsa change to it, so pay attention. This is based off a pasuk that tells us that the size of this Yam Shel Shleima was 2,000 bas. Beis saf, it could hold this amount of water. Now a bas is 3 saw, which means that it held 6,000 saw of water. We know that a kosher mikvah is 40 saw, so if you do 2,000 divided by 40, that gets us 150, which means that this Yam Shel Shleima was the size of 150 kosher mikvahs. But here's a problem, and again, pay attention to the girsa changes. In Tamer Meruba, if you want to say that this Yam Shel Shleima was square, Nimtzus Omer, Mei Vishishin Vishisha Ushtei Yadeis Tarahu, it turns out that actually it can hold 166 and 2/3 kosher mikvahs. And in Tamer Ugal, if you want to say that it was round, Nimtzus Omer, Mei Vesim Vchamisha Yadeis Tarahu, machzek. It means it holds only 125 kosher mikvahs. Because remember, we had quoted the pasuk before, and it was 5 amas tall, which means it would take a square, which is 10 by 10 by 5. That's basically 500 cubic amas, which is 166 and 2/3 mikvahs. Or if we're going to take it at 5 amas of height and a circle, which is 10 amas across, then that means that its volume would only be 375 cubic amas, which is 125 mikvahs, not 150. So how do we get to 150? And the answer to both these questions is, and Rav Matthew would say from here, that shtei amas al yonis agulis hayu, the top 2 amas of this yamshul shlomo were round, and shalosh amas atachtonis merubais hayu, the bottom 3 amas were square. Nimtzos omer mevachamishim yodes tara hayu machzek. Turns out now, based off of this, it would hold exactly 150 kosher mikvahs. And one more discussion regarding this, Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, in describing it, alpaim bas yachil, that it was able to hold 2,000 bas, but Kasav Echad Omer, another pasuk says, machzek batim shlosh salafim yachil, that it was able to hold 3,000 bas. Obviously, it seems like a stira. If shalom alpaim, could we say that it was 2,000? Shekvar number shlosh salafim, it already says 3,000. And if shalom shlosh salafim, could we say 3,000? Shekvar number alpaim bas, it already says 2,000. And the answer is that it's not a stira. Nimtzos Omer, it turns out that you would say, alpaim balach, shehein shlosh salafim biyavesh, it could hold 2,000 of a liquid measurement, and that's 3,000 of a dry measurement, which could be heaped up much higher than the actual lip. When you're putting water into it, so it could only hold 2,000. But if you're putting dry stuff in, you could heap it much higher, and therefore it could actually hold 3,000 bas. And Mikalim Chum from Hilchamim learn, Arbaim Sa Balach, when a kli could hold 40 sa of liquid measure, Chain Kurayim Biyavish, that's 2 kur of dry measure. This has to do with Dine Tomatar of Kalim. A kli could only become Tame if it's able to be carried, Mali Varekon. You could carry it not only empty, but also if it's full. And the Mishnah teaches that a kli which holds 40 sa is already considered too large because it can't be carried mali when it's full, and we're saying that the 40 sa means bilach with liquid measure, and that's 2 kar, which is 60 sa of dry measure. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. We're now going on to discuss the lechi of a mavoi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.